Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Carmen Hara, and I'm live every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on Old Time Radio, with my producer, Christopher. And tonight, we are going to dive into love relationship. And particularly, we're going to talk about the type of relationship we all long to have, soulmate. And everybody says it's so hard to have a soulmate relationship. And some people say, I don't even know if soulmate relationship really exists. And in my career, I tell you, as a psychologist for so many years, as a counselor for more than probably, I think, 25 years, I've heard clients who married their childhood sweethearts, clients who married and divorced and married again the same person. I've heard clients who are in their 70s, they never got married, they don't want to get married. Every person lives out of a unique love journey based on both faith and their free will. The question is, they is like, did I settle too quickly? Am I with the right person? Or did I make a mistake? Is this man the right person for me? Or is this woman the right person for me? Is he my soulmate? Am I in love with two people in the same time? Which is the right one for me? If you're asking yourself any of this question, then I'm here to give you some answers. So feel free to dial in 202-570-7057. And in the next hour, you're going to have some answers for one of your questions for many years. But the first question that you have to ask yourself is, what is a soulmate? I remember reading about the American writer Richard Bach, who said, a soulmate is someone who has locks that fit your keys and keys to fit your locks. So when you feel safe enough to open the locks, your truer self steps out and you can completely and honestly show who you are. True to these words, a soulmate is the epitome of love and is the epitome of partnership. No one can fulfill you the way a soulmate can. Is that kind of an ideal situation? Because there is a world of a difference between your soulmate, your life partner, and a person whom you conveniently, you know, share your life with. Your soulmate makes you entire, makes you whole, makes you healed, makes you intact, makes you feel like no piece of a puzzle is missing. A life partner may be a great support. He can be a long-time companion, but he never complements you fully. There's always something missing. Like, imagine that you are half of the sphere. The other half has to fit you perfectly so you create that hole, that unity, that round circle. Why you need to create the round circle? Because this is the way the principle of movement, of life, of life is movement, transformation. So that wheel has to be able to move. Think of the wheel of a car. If you imagine a wheel like that, that is not a wheel and it's crooked, the car cannot move. So I don't know if this is the kind of right analogy, but in reality, we all want to have a stable, serious partner in our lives. We crave the security of waking up in the same loving arms every day because we are of habits. We want things to stay the same. So we desire a deep bond with our partner. And this sort of ideal situation is called the soulmate bond. Because I want to tell you what I think is going on is that love is energy. Love is purely energetic in nature. It's not a tangible object. Love is not, cannot be explained. You know, you cannot even explain what it is to fall in love, because no machine has ever been invented to calculate, you know, your state of mind and calculate compatibility and pinpoint who is the person coming into your life. Now, deep relationships are, in my opinion, divinely inspired. And for this reason, your best catalyst to a great relationship is your own energy. And when I say your own energy, who do you are? You are your thoughts, you are your emotion, you are your desire. You are what is called that inner power. So you have to harness your energetic potential, and it will be brought to you. So in other words, that energy within you will identify what is right to match it. So very often, however, you know, we become heavily involved in relationships that are just temporary. They're not really meant to happen at all. Many of us remain in so-called compromised relationships just because what we do wrong is we settle. We settle for a multiple of reasons, and you know, we're not fair to ourselves. We just settle, and we don't want to acknowledge that we settle because we are afraid to be alone, because we're stubborn. We settle out of habit. We just want to walk away from a parent's house, or we just feel comfortable that somebody's taking care of us. And we want to be taken care of, especially we women. We want to be taken care of. We do this because we feel a profound desire to receive. This is actually, receiving love is the root of our existence. We're kind of biologically designed to fall in love. So it's so natural that we pair up in this world, and we very easily say yes to people who we think are willing to love us, although they might not be the people who are really willing to leave us and might not be the people who we are designed to be with. So the beauty of free will is that we can remain in a relationship or walk away from a relationship when we want to. The problem is that we don't really know how to do it, so we get stuck. And that's what the problem is. And you know, I explained to you in numerous shows that what happens to our brain, the brain gets stuck to an emotion and adjusts to a specific emotion. That emotion might be the emotion of feeling comfortable. And then you're stuck there because you don't see yourself out of that comfort zone. Now, before I go and take your calls, because I know there's some of you that I really want to talk to, and I just want you to hold on the line. Everybody wanted to talk to me tonight, which is Rose Leiani. I hope I pronounced your name correctly. And all of you who are interested to talk about your love life. And I want to tell you, at the end of the day, what's more important than your love life? Probably your money is equally important. But I think that if you have love in your life, everything else is easy to bring in. But let's reflect on some questions that you should ask yourself before talking about your partner, and especially before talking about what is considered to be a soulmate. If you think of being with somebody, the question comes, how does your future look like? Can you imagine building a future together? Can you see yourself growing old with this person? So if your partner possesses serious character flaws like addiction, abusive tendencies, or constantly lying, you may not be able to build a future with that person. So that's something very important to pay attention to. You want to be with somebody who is, a good person, a person that doesn't have this kind of an issue. So realistically, you know, you have to visualize your future with somebody 5 years later, 10 years later, 20 years later down the road. So you don't need somebody like this. So that's the first question. Envision your future with that person, something that we don't really do. We think in a moment, and everybody says, let's live in the present. Okay, that's fine, let's live in the present. But if in the present we don't acknowledge how things will unfold in the weeks ahead, in the month ahead, in the years ahead, then we're going to have a big surprise. So the future, the present might be okay, but the future will not. So how does your future look with that person, first of all? Second of all, how do those people regard your family? Do those people have close ties to their family members? Because that's very significant. That's extremely important. Do they have close ties to their family member? Is their family a priority? Even if you can evolve with somebody and you see that they are not necessarily very connected to their family, then that is a serious issue. So you have to realize that the way they regard their family is very important. If they experience problems in the family, it's another thing to consider. The third question is, can you both compromise? If there is a secret to lasting relationship is compromise. Do you and your partner believe in compromise, even separation? Are they willing to give and take with you an essential matter? Relationship without compromise is a road with a dead end. Now, the fourth question, and then I'm going to go to your calls, is do you speak the same language? When I say do you speak the same language, I don't mean English, Spanish, Hebrew. I refer to the language of mentality. Do you share the same ambition and the same goals? Do you have the similar morals and similar values? Partners who have parallel goals are more likely to remain together than those who dream in opposite directions. Number five, what emotion do they trigger? So if you think of a person in your life, you have to think that the person brings you harmony, brings you calmness, tranquility, or brings you anxiety. Sometimes makes you feel worried all the time, makes you feel in pain. So it's very important to pay attention to the type of emotion that that person triggers in you. Because I want to tell you, the greatest gift that anyone can give you is peace of mind. Number six, do you need those people? Because partners who truly fit don't just want each other, they need each other. So if you think of the person in your life right now, do you really need that person? Is that union enough deep, enough powerful? You need the healing words of their presence, their unique touch, so that then you can say, yeah, that person I really need in my life. I want you to pay attention to what I'm telling you right now, because this comes from an experience of 25 years of dealing with people. And I think I summarize everything that is relevant in a relationship, so you can ask yourself before you decide to be with a person. And number seven, how do you compare your person right now with the other person who was in your life before? How is the life with your partner now versus your former lover? Does this person display different qualities? So comparison sometimes is very good, because it gives you an idea of where you stand with this person. Number eight, can you tolerate their weaknesses? People have all kinds of weaknesses. Relationship need to be at a certain degree accepted, you know? So you need to understand that person that you get involved with might have bad habits or ill manners or something that you might not appreciate about them. So the question is, can you tolerate those weaknesses? Number nine, do you see potential for improvement? When two people come together, there's potential for improvement. Not everything is perfect. It cannot be perfect. Human beings are highly prone to error. The fact is that we will never find the perfect match. I wonder whether the perfect match really exists, but we find very compatible people who can come in our lives, you know, and makes us progress and improve. It is most important to estimate someone's potential to improve rather than, be stagnant. Everything needs a lot of work. Every relationship needs a lot of work. What matters most is our willingness to better ourselves. Number 10, do you feel a soulful bond? A soulmate is like a missing piece of a puzzle. Soulful bonds, and there are very few actually, are based on some time of feeling like deja vu or us against the world mentality. So I see this person and I have a feeling I cannot be without that person, like I know that person forever. In number 11, what have they taught you? Think of your right partner supposedly like a teacher. Is he teaching you something? Two souls, you know, that are in harmony, they will have a lot to learn from each other. Lessons of love, of work, of finance, you know. So we go through a lot of lessons together, lessons of forgiveness. Number 12, is the person in your life generous? Very important to be generous. Do they give you gifts with their time, affection, attention? There are rewards that are invaluable. Number 13, do you expect miracles? So I remember when I met my husband, I instantly saw the miracle of a relationship. So if you're in the right relationship, you're able to feel the joy that something will manifest right away. So if you have any doubts at the beginning, it means you're not necessarily going to meet all of these qualities. So consider these 13 steps that I'm giving you before you marry somebody, before you settle in a relationship. So if you want to be part of the show and if you want to talk about your love experience, and if you have any questions about your partner, life right now, feel free to call in 202-570-7057. I'm going to go to a very short break and then I'm going to take your call. So, Rose, hold on the line, and all the other callers, I'll be with you in 30 seconds.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm back talking about a love relationship, and especially the ideal relationship, which is a soulmate relationship. As I said, a lot of people don't even think soulmate relationship really exists. But I'm going to go and take your calls, and I'm going to go straight to Rose. Hi, my dear Rose, and thank you so much for being part of my show.
Hi, Carmen.
Hi, my dear Rose. How can I help you tonight? Do you resonate?
Oh, I love listening to you. I'm single, and I haven't been able to attract the right one, and I'm wondering if you have any predictions for me. And a soulmate for my future, for a life partner.
Was there somebody in your life, if we go back in time, 8 years ago?
Yes.
Because I feel like there was a relationship at some point that was either painful or you never felt the connection. And as a result of this, you carry that that situation, if you agree with me. So you are not, sometimes it happens we're not moving forward and we feel stuck into some emotion that was generated at some point. And I feel like that's your case. And also I'm going to ask you, what was the relationship with your father?
Oh, he was very strict, so we didn't have much of a relationship. He was just not an understanding person that I could turn to.
That's another thing that I can found as a source as an explanation, you know, that you've been single and you had a hard time to bring somebody into your life to be good enough, to be loving enough. I feel your father figure is the one who, being so strict and not having that type of a relationship with you, caused the situation that you are in right now, if it makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So I do see this being changed. Because the moment you acknowledge something, that's why therapy was created, to speak about what's going on. And there is an ability of the conscious mind to delete the previous information, and it's almost like you start fresh and you're able to let go because you speak about it. So you take away the memory from the subconscious mind, and you're deleting it by talking about it. So I feel like talking about what has happened to you with your father, with the previous relationship, and it's most likely possible for you to attract an abusive man at some point, or somebody indifferent, or somebody who is not really loving or caring for you. I personally see you with a new person coming in your life, and what comes in my mind is the spring, and what comes is also the month of June. When are you born? Which month and which day?
December 10.
So happy birthday, because it was like not a long time ago.
Right.
So I want to see something. I want to see what has been going on with you. You know what's so interesting? You, on December 10th, entered the year 6 according to the Pythagorean concept of numbers, and that's the way you interpret time. So you entered the year 6, which is the year of love. One in 12 years, you entered the year of love. So entering the year of love means you finally, after a long period of time, you will find love again. And the period to do it will be from now on, all the way down to December of this year. It is the perfect timing. So this entire year, you will feel love the way you haven't been in a very long time. I actually said that the person coming into your life is somebody who was married before, who might be around your age, probably 1 or 2 years, either young or old, I'm not sure, but it's somebody close in age with you. Very different than anybody you have ever met. So your chance of being happy and finally settled down is now, now more than ever. But I want you to take action. I want you to do something about it. Are you willing to go more out or participate in making this happen and stop believing that if it didn't happen, it means it's not going to happen? You know what I mean?
No, I believe it could happen. I want it to happen.
Good. A name with a G comes to me, Jeremy, Jack, something like that. Does this ring any bell? And a name like Richard or Robert, or there's an R name, and there's two names, similar names. Starting with these two initials, these are the two names that come to me. Any of them rings any bell?
No, I'm not even seeing anyone or anything.
That's fine if you don't. That's perfectly fine. But I'm giving you a hint, and I'm giving you these two initials, and I'm telling you this person coming into your life, it's really someone you've been waiting, as I said, for almost 12 years, if not even more. So, but now I feel like your heart is ready. The time is perfect. Cannot be better than now. Now is the perfect time for you to make it happen. It is somebody who will, in a way I feel it's like meant to be in your life. I don't know exactly if this is 100% your soulmate, but I know this is somebody who you will have a very compatible relationship. I feel like you will speak the same language, like I said before. There are elements, you know, of a relationship that you have to take into consideration. And one of them is speaking the same language in a metaphoric way, like looking at the world in the same way. And this is somebody who you will resonate. You have the same principle, the same philosophy, think the same way. He comes from a big family. There's a big family out there, and he will share a lot of his issues with you, and you will be amazed that some of his issues will be similar with yours when it comes to his family members. So I want to tell you that finally, you know, things are working in your favor, my love.
Oh, wonderful.
Finally, this is going to happen to you, Rose, and just keep me posted. I the greatest pleasure that I have is to find out that something manifests. You know, I'm a big believer in the manifestation of our intention and our thoughts, and in creating reality, you know, that we participate in creating our reality. And I think that you are ready. The time is in your favor, and this is meant to happen. So just let me know. I love you, Rose.
Oh, thank you so much, Carmen. I'm looking forward to it. I've been single just too long. So I have.
You're not gonna be anymore. You're not. Mm-mm. No more.
All right. Anytime this year until December, said I could meet.
This is gonna happen this time. I suspect something will happen in the spring between May to June. So feel free to
call
me back if this is happening May to June, or even sooner, March to June, something like that. Springtime.
All right, wonderful.
Relationship I see you in August, becoming very involved, you know, like it's going to move very fast, it's going to be an intense relationship. I suspect it's a karmic one, which means it meant to happen because it's someone who is absolutely supposed to be part of your life.
Oh, great.
Okay, my lovely Rose.
Thank you so much, Carmen. I love you. Bye.
Thank you, Rose. I love you. I love you more. So now I'm going to go to a beautiful lady called Leilani. Hi, my dear. How are you?
Hi, Carmen. So full of joy to speak with you.
Thank you so much for calling me. So let's see, how can I help you? Do you resonate with this topic? I know a lot of people do.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay, so what is your concern, question regarding this topic?
Well, I met a man in 2013 from Argentina. We were completely inseparable.
Okay.
He was a lot younger, but in your list of what emotion did he trigger in me,
mm-hmm.
It was awful. It was horrible. And he broke up with me in a really bad way.
Meaning,
and I'm just
way, like he made you feel how? Tell me just a little. He made you feel insecure. He made you feel unsafe. In which way he made you feel?
He made me feel insecure. Sometimes he would just disappear, and I would never know where he was. He was bisexual.
Oh. Okay.
And then he broke up with me while he was in Mexico over the phone.
How long did this relationship last?
7 months.
7 months. So he left you hurt, confused, emotionally?
Yes.
Hurt. Yeah.
It just left me devastated. He never spoke about his emotions. We didn't have closure. He owes me money.
What was it about him that you like? Was there something about him that you felt? Because the problem with us, you know, that's why I gave that huge list. That people should have in their minds all the time. That list, what do you consider when you get involved? People don't consider anything. They just jump based on attraction. Or,
yeah.
Oh, he's handsome. Oh, he's a great kisser. And then at the end, mm-hmm. you know, in a matter of months, sometimes it takes even years for you to be totally devastated, and you might even wake up with kids, you know?
Yeah. Well, and he's not the reason why I want to talk to you. I grieved for 5 years.
He left something there. He left a bad memory, you know?
I mean, yeah.
Regardless, whatever, it's a memory we need to eliminate. We need to delete. We need to take away this memory, you know? So
I just felt I couldn't.
What's happening right now in your life?
Well, I met a man in August, and he's beautiful, and I feel like it's a karmic relationship, that it's not going to be forever.
You said that, I felt it. You know how you feel your
intuitive,
your sense is so powerful. And I, when you said that, I said yes. You know, my first instinct said yes. Was he married before?
No, he's young. He's 33.
Okay. Was there another woman?
I think he had, I think he had another woman, but, yeah.
So all I feel intuitively that there was something before you that he never finished, like an unfinished business. Is that like you said, I never finished that relationship for 7 months. He left me hurt. I never had a sense to finish it. So I should say the same thing happens with this man. There's something there unfinished. There's an unfinished business he had with somebody. And a name the B comes to me, Brian, Bob, Beatrice. I don't know who this B is, but there's somebody who might have something to do with him. So what is the question about this man, the specific question?
Well, I know this man is a karmic relationship and it will end. I am very interested in bringing in a soulmate for a long period of time.
So you're not sure if this is going to work?
It's going to work temporarily, and I don't feel in my heart.
Relationship, they work until the karma is resolved. Sometimes it takes a very long period of time for the karma to get resolved. some karmic relationship can turn into soulmate. I mean, can turn into compatible relationship. It depends in which way the karma gets resolved, you know. If you want to, do you know when this man is born by any chance?
Yes, I do.
Tell me his birthday, if you don't mind.
August
17, 1985. Uh-huh. Let me see something, just a minute. Okay, give me your birthday, and I will tell you at which extent this can be worked out or it cannot be worked out.
Do you want my full birthday?
Yes.
10/24/69.
Okay, let's see the kind of a connection that you guys have. One second. I don't necessarily think it's as karmic as you thought it is. It's a relationship that has potential to work out. Have you ever been divorced?
Yes. And Carmen, you're cutting out a little bit.
I don't know why. Can you hear me better now?
A little better.
Okay, because I wanted to hear me. Is this better?
A little better.
Okay, good.
Yes,
so
better now.
Do you have a son?
No, my ex-husband has a son with another woman.
With another woman, okay. Because I saw a son. Have you ever been involved in raising that child, ever?
No, we divorced a long time ago.
It's so interesting that you meant to have a son. So I'm looking at this stage in your life. I don't know if you can still do it or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't really want children.
Okay, so then don't. But it's just interesting. I'm just looking at your codification. It's not, talking about something karmic. Talking about a karma that an element in your birth code that could have happened. Now, I like this guy because he's so reliable. He's very nice. Oh,
yes.
No, I take it back. It's karmic. I take it back. Yeah, I'm so sorry. Yeah, it is karmic. Because
yes.
your code, yeah, I take it back. I look first at the first line, and I didn't finish looking. And now when I look at the second line, I absolutely can. What happens is that he has five in his year of birth, and your numerology is five. So when somebody's numerology coincides with the year when that person is born, according to the ancient Kabbalah, that shows past lives. So past lives is definitely a karmic experience. And it's a very fascinating one. It's not only one. Actually, there's more than one lives that you guys had together. And you feel very good in each other's company. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
And you are, you are very connected. It can be also very physical, like you have there's a strong attraction. Do you see that?
Yes.
Very physical, strong attraction. It's interesting that you have to be careful not to involve too much the money aspect in this relationship. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
So don't get money in between you two, like borrowing money from each other or whatever. Stay away from
okay.
the money aspect, you know. But the energy is very compatible. So you energetically are a very good match. The karma plays a big role. This relationship is meant to work anything between 6 years to even 11, 12 years. For how long are you together?
Just since, as boyfriend, girlfriend, a couple weeks, but I met him in August.
Right. So this relationship has a long way to go. You know what I mean? So it's completely up to you how you're going to handle it. On top of everything, don't expect too much during this year, 2019. Everything turns around in October, right around your birthday is when you're going to make a decision about this guy. The funny part is that during end of 2019 to the summer of 2020, you will need someone else who is somebody that in so many respects you can be a better match at other levels, you know, of a relationship. Now, it's up to you what you're going to do, but that other person is closer in age with you, is being married before, but you have a very strong connection with the other one, too. But with this one, it's going to be very hard to walk away from him.
Really?
As I said, it's going to be hard to walk away from him because of the karma that is there and will continue to manifest, you know, will continue to be there, you know?
So okay.
It's the karma that will play a big role, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I see.
Yeah. He's one of the most amazing men I've ever dated.
Right. He really is, and the chemistry is amazing. So don't go anywhere, everybody else listening and waiting for me to talk. I'll be back in a minute and I'll take your calls. I love you.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com. M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back, everybody, on Home Time Radio, my favorite station. And I want to tell you that years ago, I wrote an article on Huffington Post called The 10 Elements of Soulmate. Now, my article was shared everywhere all over the internet, and a lot of people tried to actually copy this article. I'm very honored that everybody tried to imitate the idea and even stole my idea word by word, which happens. I'm not upset about it. But I'm going to give you the elements of the article, the 10 elements of a soulmate. And then I'm going to go and take your calls because I still have Kimberly and Michelle. So hold on the line. I'll be with you in 30 seconds. So my article on Huffington Post said this, that the criteria of a soulmate is, number one, there's something inside. Like describing how a soulmate makes you feel is so profound, is so intense, and there's something inside that is very hard to capture. Like the words cannot capture that. Second of all, there are flashbacks. When your partner is your soulmate, you know, you have a sense of seeing each other together. Like you see that person, you have a feeling you you've been with him somewhere before, like knowing the deja vu is very powerful. Number three, you just get each other. When two people meet and they are soulmate, they just finish each other's sentences. They are inseparable. They spend all the time together. They have that kind of a connection. It almost feels like this becomes your sibling. This becomes your best friend. This becomes everything for you. Number four, you fall in love with that person flaws. No relationship is perfect, but when soulmate relationship happens, then you experience that incredible love for that person that is even for his problems. You love his imperfections. So you have that tendency to love everything about that person, even the good and the bad. Number five, a soulmate relationship is very intense. Is way more intense than any other kind of a relationship, in a good way, in a bad way. The most important thing is that during the challenges, you know, you need to see beyond the bad moments. Number six is the two of you against the goal. Soulmates often see themselves like against everybody else. It's very, very intense and very powerful to acknowledge how two people are not gonna care about anybody else. It's the two of them against the world. And this is founded on loyalty and unity above everything else. Soulmates are mentally inseparable. They have that mental connection. They pick up the phone in the same time. They do things at the same time. Their minds are in sync. Number eight, you feel secure and protected when you are with a soulmate. You feel like that the guardian angel is by your side. Number nine, you can't imagine life without your soulmate. You wanna be with that person all the time. And number 10, you look in each other's eyes, and you feel that deep-seated connection within those eyes. You look in that person's eyes, and you know you speak that high level of comfort and complete confidence. So. Just to give you a hint about the 10 elements of a soulmate, and I'm going to go now. I think Michelle is next. So, hi, Michelle. How are you, my love? Can you hear me?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, my love. How are you?
Well, I'm wondering. I've been single for, it seems like, 12 years, and to the point that I think I have not dated except one time. And so sometimes I am busy. I have a job. I have a teenage son. And, you know, I'm definitely busy. But I just want to know if you see any kind of relationship.
You sabotage yourself by pretending all the time they have something else to do other than dating. The idea is what it is within your soul that makes you sabotage this. You know, why are you doing this? You understand what I mean? Why do you want to keep yourself so busy and dating somebody is not your priority? you have other things to put as your priority, you know, to concentrate on.
Well, why is that?
The answer is going back 12 years, 20 years ago, going back to the marriage, going back to the youth, going back to your upbringing, going back to something that happened to you that made you behave this way. Do you have an answer for this?
Well, yeah, I can understand where some challenges in my life would make me, protect myself and become too independent, right? Like very independent. Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, I wrote a book, Michelle, recently that's going to come this year about the 12 archetype of people. And one of the archetype is the Mrs. or Mr. Independent. When people become so independent, the independence is their identity. And they have a very hard time to match another archetype. So for you to find somebody, you have to find Mr. Independent, who's like you, who has the same ideas about life, who works the same way, you understand, who relates to life in the same way. So you just have to see who's gonna match a woman who is, because you're not gonna change the way you are. You absolutely independent, and you will continue to be independent. That is impossible to break through. And now turn your whole personality ups and down and make you depend on somebody, you know? So we cannot change people who are narcissists. We cannot change people who are workaholics. There are all kinds of archetypes that they are who they are. We have to match you, you know? That's why when we go on match.com, it's just to say, well, I'm going to match you based on compatibility bullshit. They missing the, excuse me, I can't help it, but they all the way, their criteria is just bullshit, you know, I mean, I had to say it, you know what I mean, I hope they not listen to the show.
Just, no, I didn't hear anything.
No, you didn't hear me either. Because it's like through their criteria, you're not going to find, that's why the problem is majority, 89% of the people, they don't find nobody, they might eventually find the one-night stand, you know, or a million one-night stand, that's what you're going to find there, but not a real relationship, because that's not the way it's going to work. In your case, you have to go to the root of the problem, you know what I mean, to the root of who, and you pinpointed very well, I'm independent, that defines you. Being so independent, and you will continue to be, you will need to attract the man who wants you as an independent woman, who appreciates the independent woman, you know what I mean? Who resonates with your challenges, to resonate with who you are and how you think, to your values, to everything. And I'm 100% sure that you'll find this man, and I don't know, something tells me he's in a legal business, or he's an attorney, or he's... dealing with legalities, with insurances, with something like this. And I see a man around 3-4 years older. That's my vision of him. He's also an introvert, which an introvert will match an independent person, you know, because he's not gonna take much of your time with nonsense. And he's very organized. You will appreciate that. Somebody also hardworking, organized, a good planner, you know, very refined, very put together. You'll also appreciate that. He also seems to have a child, which also you have in common. I am tempted to believe this is a very compatible relationship. I also feel you more ready for something like this right now. Do you agree with me?
Well, okay, I missed a word. So I heard you say that he would have a child, right?
Yeah, and then, I feel like that's something you have in common. There are things you'll have a lot of things in common with this man, which is going to be very close to something you always wanted, a relationship with somebody in which you speak the same way, you think the same way, you know, you plan things the same way. You resonate the same way. I see you going to movies. I see you going out together, liking the same kind of foods, having a lot of fun. I promise you, you will open, Michelle, to this in a way you haven't probably never done it in this lifetime. This man will trigger in you the emotion of comfort, being comfortable, being in harmony, feeling at home. You never had that feeling, you know, the confidence, the respect in you, in him, in yourself, in the idea of having such kind of a person in your life. I'm excited about this.
And well,
the background of this man is either from another part of the world, and his parents are either somewhere European. I feel like the background is somewhere else, not this part of the world. I like his manners. Yeah, I found him very fascinating person. There must be some karma here. You have to let me know when you meet him. I do feel like this is happening to you in the next 6 to 8 months during this year. So there's no accident you calling the show just to call the show. There's something bigger. There's like the message that's supposed to be delivered.
Well, okay. And if that happens, I will definitely call you back and let you know.
Well, call me anyhow. So. Let's talk about it because we work together, you know, in breaking through pattern of thinking and in acknowledging and in manifesting. So working together this way, I think it's helpful. I hope it is. And I'm looking forward to talk to you again.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I love you.
I love you more, my dear. And I'm going to go now. I think I have Kimberly. I have just a little bit of time left. Hi, my lovely Kimberly.
Hi, how are you?
I love you, my Kimberly. Ask me quickly because unfortunately I don't have a lot of time. So ask me your question so I can be as specific as possible.
Straight to the point, my love life. I called you last Tuesday and I was talking to you about my an ex-boyfriend of mine. He's a little confused and you said that I was in the lead. And that was Tuesday, and it's funny because Wednesday he called me and he planned a date with me, but then he blew me off.
No, he's gonna call again. No, he calls again.
Okay.
He will.
When is he gonna call?
I don't know to the second or to the point, but I expect in the next 2 days. My sense is by Friday, the latest. And let's call the show. Call me next week. And let's see what he has to say. And I'm going to go to the end of the show. I love you, Kimberly, and all of you listening. I'm Carmen Jara with my wonderful Christopher on Hometime Radio. And I'll be with you next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the best radio station in the world, Hometime Radio. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Carmen.
I love you.